Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Letting it breathe for Kurt Doggy. Great request, Curtis.
VMAs last night, yep. They performed that together. I just love Jelly Roll, and I love it. Is so amazing the footage that Eminem has that plays in the background of this. I don't know if it's a music video, I guess that's what it is. It was on the stage yesterday of his, like, awful periods as a dad where he was absent for his daughter and where he is now. It's a pretty, those two are pretty great beacons of hope for people that struggle in addiction.
So. Yes. But yet somebody,
here we go,
continues to deny the man the honor of being a top 5 rapper all
Nothing
time.
Nothing wrong with that. He's in my top 10. His new album, The Death of Slim Shady, is pretty good. And go check out Murdergram with him and LL Cool J. Mm-hmm. He was spitting. He's not my top 5, yeah. But he's top 10, Gray.
Well, I bet if he slipped you $100,000, you'd say he was great.
Nah, I still wouldn't put him. I mean, he's good. Don't get it twisted. Yeah, he's not my top 5.
I can't believe he's not in your top 5 rappers all time. I mean, we've argued it forever.
Yeah, yeah.
Curtis, 617 text for you on the Subaru of New England text line. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Listening late on the app. Reading verbatim, the lead split pea soup to Curtis for his lead on Robert Kraft this morning. So
Don Van Natta wrote a big piece at ESPN.com, and it's all about how Robert Kraft wants to be in the Hall of Fame and isn't, but should, but the motives behind why and those that are voting are explained. And I would just say, reiterating that, we all believe he should be in the Hall of Fame, correct?
Yes.
Yep.
There's no reason why he shouldn't. When you look at the other owners who are in there, and we talked about this briefly when you did your lead this morning at 6:30. Jerry Jones is in.
Right.
Right?
Not exactly a beacon of perfect behavior.
Right. I mean, who else is in there for owners?
Ralph Wilson.
Eddie DeBartolo.
Eddie DeBartolo.
Who had, like, had his own issues with the law.
I think Al
Rooney,
Davis.
The original Rooney. John Mara's dad, Wellington Mara, my guess is.
Yeah, the owner, Pat Bowlen, who used to, looks like Dan Rooney's in there.
I thought you were going to say Dan Snyder.
No, Dan Rooney and Art Rooney.
I mean, this place, like, people like Courtney and Shime don't. Would never understand it. Gotta be old head to get it. But this was the dumpster fire of the NFL before Robert Kraft.
Yeah. We watched Dynasty.
Yeah. 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 Right. So, you know, I remember, I think we did this when we were doing, what was the Boomer segment we used to do?
Sharon?
Ask a Boomer.
Ask a Boomer.
Is it Boomer for you to forget the name of the segment?
Like, when I was growing up, my old man used to be pissed because the games were not on, you know, we had 3 television stations that we could watch. That was it.
It's crazy.
Channel 4, 5, and 7. And the games were not on. They were blacked out because they would never sell out. Robert Kraft changed that whole entire situation and also created, as the owner, with help, a lot of help from Tom Brady. Some, we can argue how much help from Bill Belichick and from Wiggy and from Teddy Bruschi and Ty Law and Randy Moss and Julian Edelman and Rob Gronkowski. The greatest dynasty that was ever created in the NFL.
Yeah, so Robert and Myra.
Yeah, of course. He belongs in the NFL Hall of Fame. Like, if those other owners are in.
Stupid.
Of course he does.
It is the dumbest thing. Anybody, it's just so dumb. That you can't even make a good argument. Even if he had been pushing, because I heard Keith and Jones talk about this. He's been pushing to try to get in since after the first 3 Super Bowls. Even if he doesn't get the next 3, he still deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Because think about this. 6 Super Bowl titles.
Yeah.
There were 2 other Super Bowls that they lost. So that's a total of 8 Super Bowls.
I heard Schefter yesterday with Arcand and Andy Hart.
When was that?
Huh?
When was that?
Yesterday.
What time of day?
Oh, that's the afternoon show.
Oh. Wanted to clarify.
And he was worked up about it. Like, Robert Kraft, you have that? Are you giving me thumbs up because you have the audio? All right, here we go.
It's not even a question. It's ridiculous that he's not. To me, it's absurd. Considering all that he's done for that franchise, for that area, for the league, he is not even borderline Hall of Fame. He is 100% Hall of Famer. And the fact that he's not in, it always pisses me off that these things are drawn out longer than they should be. What are we talking about? Like this year, I remember when I was a voter and I was campaigning or arguing on behalf of Randy Gradishar, the former Broncos linebacker, and he didn't get in. And the years went by and he got a lot older. And lo and behold, Randy Gradishar got in this year. I don't know. What did I miss in the 20 years that he didn't get in? Did something happen? Did he all of a sudden become a Hall of Famer? From the time that I was arguing his case to now, to me, it's absurd. And people are made to wait way longer than they should, and they don't get to enjoy it as long as they should. Ken Stabler gets into the Hall of Fame after he's lost his life. All of a sudden, he became a Hall of Famer? He was a Hall of Famer all along. Robert Kraft is a Hall of Famer.
Sounded good, though. And he's spot on. He is spot on.
What the devil's advocate, and I agree, he should be in the Hall of Fame. He's had bad divorces. Parcells and Kraft don't get along. Now Belichick and Kraft don't get along. And the ending with Tom going to win elsewhere, whoever it was, I don't want to relitigate it, but all of those things, along with the Spygate and that reaction, those are the reasons people present.
Yeah, but don't you think that an owner's number one job is to make the franchise money? Like, he is an unbelievable, probably one of the best businessmen in New England, maybe in the country. So if you're Robert Kraft, like, I don't really care about how his relationship ended with Parcells or with Belichick.
Yeah.
Like, I care more about what he did for a region when bringing football back to life. And also Spygate, and I do understand now why it was such an important part of the Dynasty documentary, because he was the one who was saying he knew nothing about it. And he went up to Bill and said, how much trouble is this going to get us in? How much did this help?
Right.
Are we doing this? If you are, you're a schmuck.
Here's the biggest problem with the Hall of Fame.
Well, that's the thing. He wants you to believe he's powerless when the team gets in trouble, but he's powerful when they win.
But that doesn't matter. Here's the biggest issue with Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame people should be voted in on what they do in their respective sport on the field, as an owner.
So nothing that happens outside of that should matter.
Right.
I mean, Spygate, if you want to argue that, that's on the field. But already been adjudicated.
Right.
Like, it's already been decided. It wasn't that big of an advantage.
Right. And so if you have issues with players or you let Brady go, or Jerry Krause with the Chicago Bulls, right? Let Michael Jordan go. But you still was a part of helping the Bulls and winning 6 championships. Like, letting Bill go or that kind of, like, that has
no- like a texter points says it perfectly. He has more championship trophies than any other owner.
Right.
What are we talking about? Right. Why are we talking about it? Robert Kraft should be in there.
And it shouldn't be about issues about, the dynasty that he did and all this other stuff. It's when he's on this football team, what did he help to do to win championships, to build this football team up? That should be the only – I don't even think it should matter that he helped with the lockout at that point in time. I mean, you could – put that to him, but to me it's still he was part of
but that photo, the people that I'm arguing the other side, I don't agree with it, but that photo with Jeff Saturday you know, it was all, the story was that Kraft was this magnanimous guy that did all these things for the players.
Right.
And they were pushing that. And I think there are some people that vote on this that feel like it is too much of a well-crafted PR game as opposed to...
Pun intended.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Didn't even mean to do it. But
as opposed to what?
As opposed to just an organic, you know, evolution.
But he's pushing it because he should be in.
Listen, Curtis, you ran for class president, if I remember correctly, in high school. Did you vote for yourself?
I did. Okay. Ninth grade. I don't know if I've told you this. I lived in England.
Then you're a real schmuck.
And I was president in one term.
Yeah, I mean, the and also I think Schefter made a really good point yesterday where you ought to give it to people when they have the opportunity to enjoy it.
Right.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Because it's a well-earned honor.
And I think it's pretty clear where Schefter gets his info.
This is Mark from Beverly. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hey. First time calling in. I appreciate you taking my call.
Of course.
But I think pretty much Wiggy hit it on the head with that one. You know, think about it. Kraft, best stats ever for an owner. And I'm kind of comparing to, like, the Baseball Hall of Fame voting. Barry Bonds, best stats ever. Why didn't he get in? He so-called cheated. Why isn't Kraft getting in?
Yeah.
You know, people say he's been cheating for 20, 25 years. You know, Kraft saved the game, the long ball, home runs, saved baseball. Yep. So I kind of think that's the comparison right now. Maybe that's why he's not getting in.
Like, O.J. Simpson's in the Hall of Fame, and he should be in the Hall of Fame, and he had off-the-field issues, but it's...
Off-the-field issues?
Right.
Well, yeah, he tried to cut
right,
a couple of people's heads off.
Putting those in anywhere near the same sentence.
No. The only thing I'm saying is that...
Darren Sharper had a couple issues with women.
No, but the point I'm making is you should be in the Hall of Fame based on what you do as a player and owner for what happens in the sport, on the field, on the court, on the ice. Like, off the field stuff, Grant, I think Curt Schilling should be in the Hall of Fame. Roger Clemens should be in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
You know, like, so the off the field stuff should, Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Derek.
Oh, God. Hey, guys. So, Greg, tell me something. Do you think it has anything to do with the massage parlor?
It shouldn't.
You think it has anything to do with
Jerry, I mean, have you seen?
That's the only thing I can think of.
Jerry Jones settles another lawsuit, like a paternity suit, every...
Right.
He's a walking Maury Povich episode.
It should have nothing to do with... Wiggy's right. It should have nothing to do with your personal life, what you do or don't do. Who gives a rat's ass about that?
Let me just say something. Courtney hit the nail right on the head. I mean, he's like literally, is Bob Kraft not like literally the best owner in all of freaking sports, for crying out loud? Wow. Like, it is not inaccurate. He gives money to everybody. He's the most generous freaking guy.
Yes.
He cares about the region. He used to have season tickets.
Yep.
I mean, give me a freaking break. No. And he had nothing to do with the cheating.
No. It's
in my mind.
And it wasn't even cheating as far as I'm concerned. Everybody else was doing it.
If the Colts win a couple more championships, shouldn't Jim Irsay be in the Hall of Fame? Regardless of all the stuff that might have happened. Like, that's
probably should skip the dinner part with the drinks and stuff.
But he did pay a ton of money to ship like a whale from one part of the world to another.
That's right.
But Greg,
I remember
save
that.
A whale.
What did we do? Didn't we have a big thing with Courtney about that?
Yes.
Yes.
But she wishes you wouldn't bring that up, Curtis.
I'm sorry.
I stand by it. I still don't understand how you transport a whale on a plane, but...
Yeah, it is difficult. You need to keep it wet.
Right.
But it is...
Do you know why it is necessary to sometimes ship a whale through the air in a bunch of water in a plane?
You
don't know?
No.
You don't know?
Something is up in the ocean
That's
right now.
Why, yeah.
Yes.
Way ahead of your time.
That is true.
That is why. But what?
No. I was just going to say that when Damn, man, I done forgot what I was going to say.
Oh,
and it was a good point, too.
Where's the Houston airport?
It was a really, really good point. It was about the Hall of Fame.
You want to hang on to it? Try to get it back?
I'm trying to get
Sorry,
it back.
Sorry, I totally whale-blocked you.
Oh, man, it was such a good thing, too.
We will, wow. You know, we'll hallucinate you and see if we can get it back during the break. We
find it.
Well, oh, you said see if I can. Okay, I was nervous there for a minute. We'll be right back.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.